Welcome to Giants.com with your end of the day report. Anita Marks here with John Schmelk. And exciting news, Hakeem Nicks, wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, John, back at the Giants facility participating in the mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, and he really handled it, I thought, as best as possible. Make sure you go to Giants.com and see his full media avail talking to the media earlier today. He basically didn't talk about the reason why he wasn't here. He admitted a mistake as to the fact he did not tell the Giants he wasn't going to come. He said, I could have handled that better. He just wants to move forward. And I don't think it was very encouraging to actually see him run some routes out there and catch some passes. He was a little further along with that knee injury than I think a lot of people thought he was.
Now, unfortunately, disappointing news. Victor Cruz was not at the minicamp. Again, we know that no contract has been signed yet, so understandably so.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin said no surprise there. He hasn't signed the tender, no long-term agreement either, so he is not here. The Giants will have to figure something out, or he's not going to be there for training camp at the end of July, but they have a month and a half to figure this out. And by the way, Hakeem Nicks also said today he will be here in training camp, so Giant fans, no worrying about some kind of holdout from Hakeem Nicks.
All right, let's look at the defense, and we heard from head coach Tom Coughlin, who addressed the media and said that JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, is back in New York City getting healthy, and I know that the Giants organization, they're happy about that.
Yeah, in the first month of the rehab, as Coach mentioned, and you can again see that on Giants.com as well, it's really a lot of rest. He can't really do much rehab in the first 3 to 4 weeks. He kind of has to get healed, rest up, and let that come about naturally. But the good news is that a lot of the defensive ends that have gotten an opportunity in his place have shown a lot in practice, and Mathias Kiunuka especially has really taken to back to that defensive end position. He's excited to finally play, and only play, his natural position coming out of college.
Well, I did have a chance to see Adrian Tracy, and he looks like he's put on some pounds in a good way, some bulk. Talk about some of the other guys that we're going to have to step up and fill that void with JPP out right now.
Yeah, I talked to Tracy too, and he said his weight's actually the same, but he's added pounds of muscle and reduced his fat. So you're right, in a good way, right. He has added a lot of muscle, which is great. He's going to have an opportunity as a third down pass rusher. Adewale Ojomo will have a chance too, but he has to get better against the run and on special teams. Finally, the third round pick, Demontre Moore. I know a lot of Giant fans are very excited about him. Had a chance to talk to Robert Nunn, his defensive line coach, last week, and he talked a little bit about how he has to hit the weight room, put on some weight, really transform his body to get ready for life in the NFL. So maybe as a rookie, a little more situational pass rusher, not quite ready yet in terms of bulk to be an every down defensive end.
He's John Schmelk. I'm Anita Marks. This has been your end of the day report here on Giants.com.